Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is a wild and wonderful Wednesday afternoon here in our nation's capital. You are tapped into the youngest in charge of L. Willingham, sitting in for the caged animal, Chris Russell, who is freed out of the cage, and he's roaming the streets of Madrid. First, though, he's going to Barcelona. So the Rooster Man having a hell of a vacation. He'll be back with you all coming up on Monday. It's me and you for the rest of the week. You know how I get down. You can call us at 301-230-0980. And, of course, if you're itching, dying to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at NELL underscore BTP. AMAC in the saddle. Cowboy B is here as well. We are loaded for you all. And I would just say this. I know Chris Russell gets in trouble for this because he is an industry plant, resident New Yorker, fan of the Giants, Bills, and Jets. We will talk a little bit about the New York football Giants here throughout the course of this program. They made a massive move in the past couple of days, parting ways with Brian Daboll. Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator, going to be the interim head coach for the remainder of the season for the New York Giants. And they announced a big-time move earlier this afternoon that we will get to. Jackson Dart, as we know, I mean, can't get right. Can't get right, can't get right, can't get right. Someone's got to check Jackson Dart's head. In the meantime, the Giants not going with Mr. Unlimited and Russell Wilson. They're going to hand it over to Famous Jameis. We'll talk about the impact and trickle-down effect that that'll have on the Giants as a role throughout the show. The Commanders are in Madrid. DQ spoke. Bobby Wagner speaking. Frankie Louvu speaking. We'll let you hear from them all as we roll throughout the program here. But, man, I will just say this to kick things off. Can I make this a known thing? There's this weird bit, and I'm calling it a weird bit because they haven't officially done it. They still haven't ruled Terry out for Sunday. For whatever reason, they are like slow playing, ruling him out for Sunday. We'll have this conversation as we roll throughout here. The idea of shutting him down, the idea of shutting Jaden Daniels down, just not something I am in favor of. But we will get you a Commander's injury report as we roll throughout the show as well. And it is a Wednesday. And yesterday I was sitting in with my guy Denton Day sitting in for the Junks. So I didn't get to bring you a fresh installment of the Super Six Pack. We'll get you my top six teams in the NFL. We'll talk a little bit about the Wizards as well. They are in action tonight against the Rockets. So make sure you keep it locked right here on the Team 980 all day long to hear that. Our pal Scott Jackson going to stop by the show in the 2 o'clock hour. So loaded program for you all. I want to start here, though. Man. The Washington Commanders on Sunday against the Detroit Lions really embarrassed themselves, is how I would put it. They embarrassed themselves from the performance on the field, from the play after the whistle. The whole operation to me this past Sunday was an embarrassment. And it's the first time since Dan Quinn has been here that I have genuinely felt embarrassed, that I have genuinely had an issue with anything that they got going on right now. And I'll say this, right? We're in a really delicate spot right now in this rebuild. I will continue to say it. Anybody that disagrees with me, that's on you. We're in a delicate spot in this rebuild in terms of the rest of the season. How do you finish? Do you keep the guys on board for the final 8 or 9 weeks? And I've said this, if you've listened to me, 4-7 here on the Team 980. I think when you have veterans in your locker room like Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz and Von Miller and Laremy Tunsil, the idea of, you know, losing the locker room, I think, becomes less and less likely. I don't think it's a real deal possibility, just in my opinion. But I will say this. The rest of the way, now that Dan Quinn has taken away the coordinating responsibilities from Joe Witt Jr., I think it puts a little bit of pressure on DQ, and we'll talk about that more as we roll throughout. But the biggest thing that I was disappointed with, it wasn't even the play on the field. This notion that, and this is the news that came out yesterday, Deron Payne had the suspension upheld, shouldn't have been a surprise to anybody. This notion, though, that because Amon-Ra St. Brown hit Deron Payne first, this notion that Deron is now all of a sudden in the right because he got hit first, to me is a total joke. A total 110% jokety, joke. Embarrassing. It is. We clearly don't get it. Deron Payne clearly doesn't get it. Going on your Instagram account, dropping footage of the play going, oh, okay. You want to talk about tone deaf? That is what Deron Payne is. Tone deaf. Did you not learn your lesson in Big D a couple years ago when you and John Allen were duking it out on the sideline? That should be the one time. Well, you know what they say, right? As a kid, you touch the hot stove, you get burned. You normally don't touch it again. Deron Payne has a problem keeping his emotions in check. And for him to be the captain this past weekend when that happened, I think makes it even worse. Now, his buddy, Javon Kinlaw, he also should have been ejected out of that football game. Hey, Mac, I don't know if I sent this to you, but I was totally floored when I read this tweet. It was from Pro Football Talk. Came out about 8:50 last night. Commanders defensive tackle Javon Kinlaw wasn't ejected for making contact with an official on Sunday. One play after Deron was ejected, per source, the officials didn't want to eject a player on consecutive plays. There's so many problems with what happened on Sunday. If anyone thinks, because I haven't heard a lot of folks talk about this, and I guess we're just letting it go, you know, emotions running over, and we're, you know, so on and so forth, we're excusing it. I'm not excusing it at all. You want to talk about culture, brotherhood, so on and so forth? Act like you got some damn common sense. See, my problem with this is we can be as tough as we want after the whistle, but in between the whistles, Deron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, you got your ass plastered, tossed out the club, routinely, all throughout this season. And I know everyone's in love with Javon Kinlaw because we see him make a couple flash plays throughout the course of a football game. Newsflash, Deron Payne and Javon Kinlaw embody the problem with this Commanders defense. Zero consistency at all. And we've seen it all year long. Yeah, you can make three splash plays throughout the course of a game. What happens on the other 57 snaps you play? For those two, not enough. I'm so sick of this. We're cosplaying this tough football team. And I think it's a joke. And like I said on Sunday, I'll reiterate it again. It starts at the top. You're either coaching it or you're allowing it. Javon Kinlaw puts his hand on an official and doesn't get reprimanded at all. Like, it's okay. Like we're condoning stuff like that. But I got people yelling about culture. The culture right now looks like it sucks. It looks like the inmates are running the asylum. You want to holler about culture? Javon Kinlaw puts his hand on an official. Free of consequence. But I'm supposed to believe the culture is okay. Hey, Mac, if you got it ready, I want to let the people hear from Javon Kinlaw. He spoke post-game briefly and tried to give an explanation as to why Deron Payne made the stupid decision that he made.
Deron only retaliated because the refs literally saw the first punch, you know what I'm saying? And I don't blame him for the way he reacted, you know? And tempers got to flying. I mean, it is what it is. It's a physical game. It happens, but on my end,
Hold on, hey, Matt. Because the more I hear it, the more I want to throw things around in this damn studio. Nobody gets it over there. Nobody does. He did it first. He did it first. Mommy, but he did it first. We sound like a bunch of crybaby-ass babies. I almost used a five-letter word that starts with a B. It's embarrassing that he really set his big ass up there in that locker room. First of all, he's too big to be in that small-ass locker, for one. And really tried to justify the stupidity that we saw. I'm sorry, Javon, because I don't want you to put your hands on me. Lord knows I ain't got the insurance to deal with it. Let's hear from Javon Kinlaw once more.
Tempers got to flying. I mean, it is what it is. It's a physical game. It happens, but on my end, I just got to be smarter in certain situations and protect the team.
You saw St. Brown hit Deron?
Yeah, for sure. And they did too. 100%.
What are you guys going to go from here on defense?
All we can do is go back to the drawing board and try to find a way to get better.
I don't want to hear from him anymore. That's the only way we... You got it. You're right. We don't need to hear from him anymore. I mean, this was, to me, my big issue with what happened Sunday. I know we're terrible on defense. I know we're going to get our face kicked in by a real offensive outfit like the Detroit Lions. I expected it, but hot damn. He really sat up there and tried to justify it. And he had his own follies throughout the course of the football game. Javon Kinlaw jumps off sides, doesn't do his job again, jumps off sides, and then had something to say about it. Chirping to Jared Goff, clapping in his hands, or clapping his hands rather in his face. Once again, I go back to the word embarrassing. We got to be better. Where are our standards? Where is our culture that we continue to talk about here? It's not good right now. I said it a moment ago, I'll reiterate it here again. You're either coaching it or you're allowing it. Point blank, period. 301-230-0980 is the number. I'm not going to blow the clock out every segment of this show. So we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, you know the Lions like to talk. Amon-Ra St. Brown responding to Deron Payne, punching him in the face. And then the quarterback, Jared Goff, responding to our idiotic defensive tackle clapping in his face after an offsides penalty. I'll let you hear from some of the Detroit Lions next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
301-230-0980 is the number. It is a Wednesday edition of the Chris Russell Show. You can tell by the rejoin music. Youngest in Charles and O. Willingham sitting in for our pal Chris Russell, who's taking a little vacation. Now, having the Commanders be a part of your vacation is, I don't know if it's a good thing or it's a bad thing based on the way this product has gone during the 2025 season. Chris Russell back with you coming up on Monday. I'm with you for the rest of the week. We got a loaded show for you in the 2 o'clock hour. He's back on Tuesday, so there we go. Loaded show for you all, though. Scott Jackson going to join us coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. We're going to talk a little bit of Washington Wizards as they roll throughout the show, because I know Chris Russell just loves what's currently going on with the D.C. family. We'll talk about them. We'll also talk a little bit about the Maryland Terrapins, their athletic program coming up in the show as well. $350 million about to be raised on behalf of the University of Maryland. And the big question that I have is, well, where is that money going? We'll talk about that as we roll throughout the program as well. Right now, though, I'm frustrated. If you're just now joining the show, shocker, I'm a little hot under the collar. I'm a little frustrated. I'm lacking patience with certain things. And Sunday night, after we got our face kicked in for the fourth consecutive week, I had real issue with what we saw from Deron Payne, what we saw from Javon Kinlaw. It's just not the type of stuff I would be condoning. It's just not. It's not the type of behavior that I would be condoning. If you're not familiar with the situation, I'll get you up to speed here quickly. Deron Payne ejected in the football game for trying to murder Amon-Ra St. Brown. The way that he cocked his hand back and clocked him upside his head, I said it when I walked into the studio. If he was on the streets, he would have got charged with battery, potentially. Now, Amon-Ra hit first, so maybe that wouldn't have went that way. But you pick up what I'm putting down. It was the most violent use of his hands that we've seen all year long, and he's a defensive tackle. That's the problem I have. That's the problem I have. We're cosplaying a tough football team, and I don't like it. I don't like it. It's soft. It's undisciplined. It goes against everything that your head coach is trying to instill here in the nation's capital. That's why I'm so hot under the collar about it. Deron Payne was named a captain. Deron Payne was named a captain this past weekend and exhibited that behavior. This is how smart Deron Payne is. Deron Payne's so freaking smart that he decides to go on social media yesterday because there's footage of what Javon Kinlaw alluded to. Well, he got hit first. He hit him first. Nobody gives a rat's ass who hit who first. No one cares. It's totally irrelevant. This ain't the streets. You're in between the white lines playing a kid's game for millions and millions of dollars. And that's how much you appreciate what you get to do. That's how much you appreciate the God-given talent that you've been blessed with, you jackass. Makes me sick. But Deron Payne's so smart yesterday because there's footage of Amon-Ra St. Brown actually, you know, hitting Deron Payne. Now, if anyone's seen the footage out there, what Deron did to Amon-Ra pales in comparison to what St. Brown did to Payne. Honestly, not even comparable in my opinion. But it did happen. But Deron Payne posted a clip of the footage on his Instagram story and wrote, "Oh, okay. Oh, okay, what? You idiot. Oh, okay, what? You're justified for totally screwing your team over and being a me, selfish guy because he hit you first? Grow the hell up. I thought you would have learned from Dallas a couple of years ago when you and your Bama buddy, John Allen, decided to get crunk on the sidelines. A bunch of jackasses is how we act like. Totally embarrassing. Totally embarrassing. And I see people on social media asking me, and y'all know better than to come at me with this. Linnell, you ought to apologize. I ain't apologizing for nothing. The hell I'm going to apologize for? He should be apologizing to you all that spent your hard-earned money to watch his sorry ass play on Sunday afternoon. Got to be kidding me. We cannot be tone deaf. We can't be. And if Deron Payne really had a big problem with Amon-Ra St. Brown hitting him in his face, he should have went Trent Williams. Catch him after the game when there ain't no helmet on his head. If you really had that bad, that evil of intentions, catch him outside. Don't screw your teammates. Point blank. What's funny about this is that both Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jared Goff responded to what happened to them. Javon Kinlaw, stupid enough to jump off sides and then clap in the guy's face like he made a play. Clapping in the guy's face like he did something. Jared Goff actually thought it was pretty funny. The radio host at 97 won the ticket in Detroit thought it was pretty funny. Here is the response of the Pro Bowl quarterback.
Javon Kinlaw got in your face at one point back when they had a player ejected. What was that interaction all about? What was said back and forth?
Yeah, he was not. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he was really saying. He jumped off sides. I told him he jumped off sides. He said, "I know," and I don't know why he was so excited about jumping off sides, but he was. And then I think that was before or after they punched St. Brown in the face. And so I can't wait to see Lewis Riddick break that one down this week for us on Turning Point.
We know what that's a reference to.
They're belly laughing at us. We're a joke again. That's how it feels. They're literally laughing at your ass. Because you decided to cosplay Tough Tony for the afternoon. How tough were you when Tate Radledge was teabagging your ass? How tough were you then? How tough were you then? Getting sick of this, man. Talk about culture. And I'm pointing at Dan Quinn at this one, too. If you're just now joining us, I read the headline for Pro Football Talk. The referees felt so bad for you. We suck so bad defensively that the refs decided to throw us a bone. The refs decided to throw us a bone. Commanders defensive tackle, Javon Kinlaw, wasn't ejected for making contact with an official. One play after Deron Payne was ejected because the officials didn't want to eject a player on consecutive plays. They're breaking all the rules for us. We suck that bad that they felt like they needed to throw us a bone. Dan Quinn, you're worried about taking over play calling duties. Why don't you keep your team in check? Javon Kinlaw puts his hand on an official. I've played Little League football. I've played backyard football. I've played high school football. I've played college football. Not once did I think about putting my hand on a freaking official. It's a joke. And Dan Quinn, you got an answer for this one too. Why wasn't he reprimanded? Why isn't the team reprimanded Javon Kinlaw? Then I get to hear Dan Quinn get up to the podium and say, it's an emotional game. What did Javon Kinlaw say in that cut? Stuff happens. That's okay. Former first round pick on his third team since he's been drafted. Maybe it's a you problem, pal. 301-230-0980 is the number. I don't even know where to go off of this. I don't know what the question is to ask. I just knew that I had to come in here and get that off of my chest because it's bothered the hell out of me. It's bothered the hell out of me. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll run through these calls next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Just getting rolling here on a Wednesday edition of the Chris Russell Show. Lynnell Willingham sitting in for the Rooster, who's back with you on Tuesday after his trip to Barcelona, his trip to Madrid. You think Chris Russell's getting jiggy with it out in Barcelona? He's 1-2 stepping.
I imagine it. I'm kind of disappointed in you though. Like before you said Barcelona, like you gave it the proper pronunciation. I was like, okay, you got a little Dominican in you.
Well,
Lanelle?
I have a little pissed off in me.
Okay,
because the more and more I think about it, every time I look across the glass and I see you, I see Cowboy B. I think about the poverty that we're in currently as a franchise, and you two, Cowboys, Giants, actually looking up.
I think you're being very generous right now.
Well, I say it all the time. I think Washington's got the worst 4-year outlook of the division. The Giants would be, no matter what job comes open, I think the Giants have the most attractive head coaching opening this offseason.
Yeah, as of now.
Quarterback, defense in place. A lot of good things to like. I want to keep it on us, though, because I honestly feel bad. Isn't that crazy? Does that just mean I'm a good guy? Did I go too hard on Deron Payne and Javon Kinlaw, or did I hit the nail right on the head?
You're asking me.
I'm asking you because I feel like I come back in here and I'm thinking I'm hooping and I'm hollering. Got a little glisten on my forehead. I'm putting in work here.
Wow.
Were my comments justified?
I think that for me, I'm with you when it comes to you want your leaders to have a bit of poise.
And just
a bit of poise and a bit of, you know, you want to look at the leaders on your team and say these are the guys that are going to kind of guide us in the right direction. Yeah. And to your point, like it sucks that their play on the field hasn't been up to par. So, like, it's one thing if your tempers flare and you get upset, but you're, you know, putting in work on the field, but, you know, both things are happening and you're not putting the work in on the field. It's kind of...
We look undisciplined. I've said it several times throughout the show. You're either coaching it or you're allowing it. 301-230-0980 is the number. I'm going to put the question this way. Are you as disappointed as I am about what we saw on Sunday? Not on the field in between the whistles, but what we saw from Javon Kinlaw and from Daron Payne. And is it at all a reflection of the coaching staff here in Washington? Let's go to Lap. It's been all hold the longest. What's up, Lap?
Hello.
What's going on, brother?
Man, I think you're absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? Where's the culture, man? And I'm putting Dan Quinn responsible for that. I'm also putting him in the boat with the last few coaches we had, with the exception of Joe Gibbs, who took us to the playoffs twice. All the other coaches after Joe Gibbs, we've only been to the playoffs one time. You know what I'm saying? So he got to show me something next year, man. This little crap you doing, we're making changes, you know, trying to protect your best friend and all this stuff. Okay, cool, but you could have made this change, you know what I'm saying, weeks ago when we still had a legitimate chance to still kind of be in the mix. So
I think, and Lap, I appreciate you. I disagree. Lap, you're normally spot on. I disagree with you here. I don't think he's protecting his best friend in Joe Witt. I was saying it to Max walking out. I don't know if I'd have the kahunas to say it here on the air. It just feels like to me there's got to be a disconnect between the grocery picker, talking about Adam Peters, and then the cook and Dan Quinn. There's got to be. The lack of resources poured into the defensive side of the football over the first 2 years here is alarming when you think about your guy being a defensive-minded head coach. We'll get into that a little bit later. I want your thoughts on the Daron Payne and the Javon Kinlaw hogwash that we saw on Sunday. I'll get back to the calls, but I do want to let you hear from Amon-Ra St. Brown of the St. Brown Bros podcast. Him and his brother Equanimeous St. Brown do a great job. Amon-Ra had this to say about the incident from Sunday.
Texted you. Everyone saw the clip of you getting punched. I texted you. I'm like, why did he punch you? And you told me, but tell the people, like, what happened?
Yeah, so this, you know, this whole thing stemmed two plays ago. So two plays before that, I'm blocking. I believe it's number 20. It's like backside run. I'm cut off. I'm blocking him. He's low key. He's driving me. He got under me. He's driving me all the way back into the pile. Like the play is kind of dead. And he drives me down. Boom. So now I'm on my back. He's on top of me. I mean, good play by him. He caught me off balance. So he drove me down. I'm on my back. He's on top of me. Boom. Pause. I get up.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. I get up and, you know, he's talking to me, whatever. I wasn't even saying much. And Payne comes out and bumps me. I'm like, what the f-? I hit him. And then he starts talking. And then I hit him again. And I accidentally hit him in the face. I didn't even mean to, you know, jab him in the face. I just mean to, like, push him off. And I so happened to hit him in the face. And at that point, I was like, damn, like, I shouldn't have done that. Like, probably, you know, probably flag, whatever. Ref was standing right there. He didn't throw the flag. So that's that. After I do that, though, he grabs my face mask. And it was like a scuffle for like 5 seconds. It's not on the, you know, they don't see it. But right after that, he grabs me. There's like a scuffle. He's got my face mask. We, what the f- this, that, and the other. And then, boom, they break it up, you know.
Then he gets jabbed in his face. The cockback on the Daron Payne punch is what really got me. And I know I'm sitting here yelling about it. It's funny in hindsight. He could have concussed him, man. Daron Payne is huge. My frustration is we haven't seen Daron Payne throw violent hands like that all year long in between the whistles. So now you look like a punk, in my opinion, doing it after the whistle. You can clip it off like I clipped what I said off and sent it to Laramie Tunsil. Deion, I don't give a rat's ass about it. I got a job to do. I'm not like some others. I'm going to call it exactly how the hell I see it. And what they did on Sunday was an absolute joke, and it's a terrible-ass reflection of this coaching staff, in my opinion. And the players as well. 301-230-0980 is the number. Little is in Bowie. Little, you from the old school, man. So I know you understand.
Yo, bro, good show, man. Yeah, I'm Duke Big Fella, but let me say a shout. I got a shout out, man. I was in a summer camp with the dude, man. Y'all, everybody know about Greg Hill. Come out of Carson, play for Maryland, play for your school, Lanier. Greg ain't doing too good right now, man. He in the hospital. But we was in the same camp that Dick Buckett's brother ran at Maryland University. Okay. So I was trying to get in on Sheehan's show because they be talking about Maryland U and all that. But man, let me say this. I was telling AMAC, man. First of all, God, you won't believe this. I got a cousin there. I got a lot of family down at 305, Big Fella.
Okay.
Now, my cousin Big Earl, he called it the other day. You know the Dolphins put up 70 on the team. They still hold the record. They talking about putting up 80 points on us, man.
Man.
You know, that's something to think about. Can you hear me?
If it goes anything like that, you probably won't hear from me for a long
time. Yeah, but
time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But look, let me say what I was telling AMAC. Because, Big Earl got a son playing for Florida State, too, little Earl Jr. Hey, look, man, from the beginning of the games, I said, damn, you know, with some things I was looking kind of, even when he fumbled the ball, man, I think they tanking, man. I think they tanking. They went and did it for the beginning of the season.
Little, I'll say this, if they're tanking, it's the worst tank job I've ever seen in my life. 301-230-0980. We're up against the clock. If you're on the line, stay there. I promise I will get to your calls. I just had to get it off my chest. Is what happened with Daron Payne and Javon Kinlaw, is that at all a poor reflection of this Washington Commanders coaching staff? Your calls on that next. Enough of me. Let's get out to you at 301-230-0980. Oh, the DOC is in. Oh, Lord. I done peeked through the glass, and I see a Super Bowl winning tight end in the flesh. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, comes your way at 4 o'clock. Abbreviated burgundy and gold today as we got some basketball coming on here on the Team 980. But we'll bring him on momentarily because anytime we get the opportunity to share the mic together, I got to take him up on it. You know what I'm saying? I want to get out to the calls, though, man. 301-230-0980. Am I tripping? Have I over-exaggerated what I saw this past Sunday? Because I tell you what, if Daron Payne was as real as he thinks he is, he would have hollered at Amon Ross St. Brown after the game, not during it. Don't screw your teammates, you big dummy. Javon Kinlaw, we said it numerous of times at this point. I played little league football. I played middle school football. I played high school football. I played college football. Never in my wildest dreams, that I think about putting my hands on an official. And then he got lucky and didn't get ejected and still didn't play worth a damn. Is those two incidents, is that a reflection of Dan Quinn and this coaching staff, or do you view it as two separate, isolated incidents? My main man, Uptown Mo, bring it to us, good brother. What's going on, man?
First of all, happy early birthday.
For sure, Slam. Come on, man. I'm about to say yes, sir.
Yay.
Hey, look, they got me working a double on Friday. I'm getting the money though,
hey,
man.
Yo, hey, I'm in San. I'm leaving for San Juan in about 3 hours.
Okay,
so
bet.
I got you.
That's a bet.
Listen, I think they isolated incidents.
Okay.
Dan Quinn is one of those people where I'm giving him a little bit of benefit of the doubt because he's been in the league so long. I think that Payne is an emotional. We've been waiting for Payne to turn into some version of Warren Sapp, not Aaron Donald, but like Warren Sapp at a three technique. And it just hasn't been consistent. And what's the name? Kinlaw, anytime you play somebody that's actually good, it's like he goes away. So yeah. Let's go there. like anybody that's actually good, this driver doesn't make a play, right? But I'm going to leave you with this.
Yeah.
You sound like the old man on my lawn. I can tell you're getting older. So this is, I want you to consider, right, changing your walk-up song. Now you don't have to do it, but this is the song I'm gonna have you listen to. The artist name is NFD Hayes, and the name of the song, is Timothy Hernandez. I want you to enjoy it.
I will.
And then you tell me what you think.
Hey, you enjoy San Juan, good brother. Happy early birthday to you, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Oh, this should be good. Let's go out to the mean streets of Annapolis where we find the Greek Tony Montana, Athens and Annapolis. What's going on, good brother?
I'm going to teach you something. Uh-oh. as I get, because I'm an older, like big brother to you is the way I look at it, okay? as you get older, and I've had to learn this the hard way myself, you have to consider who your audience is, okay, with who you're dealing with. And I'm not disappointed because in pain because in the 8 years he's been in the league, he's played to his potential 1 year to get his bag, and he ain't done it since. Okay, so again, consider your audience. Now look at Kinlaw. Played next to elite talent in San Francisco and the Jets, and comes here and does what? Plays a little bit better, I think. But Javon Kinlaw is the equivalent of like a 7'4" guy in the NBA that really can't play, but he's there because he's tall and can block shots
pretty
and
much.
Gets 3 points a game, and that's basically what he is. So again, a guy who is clapping and taunting, a guy who's dog walking you down the field. Your whole team has gotten dog walked 4 straight games down the field. And if you want to count the Atlanta game in there and the Green Bay game, the score didn't reflect it, but what I saw on the field did. You can't stop anybody, okay? You and your 3 bad ACLs could probably go one-on-one with him, okay? So, I mean, you know, the way I look at it is there's no Bill Parcells tough love on this team,
nope.
And that's what Dan Quinn's got to do. And now the rumor is, this is a rumor, I don't know if it's true, but the new thing on the block is the team and Terry and his agent, things might not be good again, considering they wrote him a $30 million check that they didn't need to, and he needs a tissue box again. Let me tell you something. I'm going to break this down, okay? I'm not going to sit here and crap all over Adam Peters, because I have been in situations where you're just getting the crap from each direction, and it's just like a tsunami of crap that is just falling down on you and everybody's judging you or whatever. I believe he will steer this thing in the right direction. He deserves some criticism for the second round draft picks last year, some other things that haven't worked out, but I think he's a B+ so far. What they really have to do in the offseason is look at these guys like Kinlaw, look at these guys like Payne, look at these guys like Terry, and say, what kind of team do we want to be? Because it's real simple. The Eagles, after they win the division this year, will have won the division 13 times in the last 25 years.
That is insane.
They will have so every other year they win the division. They've been to 4 Super Bowls, 2 championships, so every 6 years they go to the Super Bowl, and then they've been to 8 NFC championship games in the last 25 years, so the NFC championship game every 3 years. That's what you aspire to be.
They're the big brothers of the division. Athen, had to let you go, but we will continue to run through the calls. I got EJ is out in D.C. What's going on, EJ?
Really have to be in the offseason. Look at these guys like Kinlaw.
EJ.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call,
for
man.
Sure.
I just want to say this, man. I know you critique people. That's your job. But to call them dummies and idiots and stupid, you know, I don't think you have to go there to let them know how you feel about what's going on the field, you know. But because, you know, like my father told me, man, if you ain't going to say it in their face, I don't think you should say it at all, you know.
Oh, so
because you can talk about them as, yeah, they don't do a good job. I agree with you, everything you said. But when you get to calling people idiots and dummies and stuff like
so
that.
So what he did,
you know,
wasn't stupid? So you're trying to sit here and tell me what he did wasn't dumb? I'm not saying he's dumb. I'm saying his actions are dumb.
Everybody make mistakes with Nail. Everybody makes mistakes.
For sure. I'm a walking example of it. Hey, you know I get that. But I can't continue to watch the same behaviors over and over again. I can't.
Hear me out, though. If them dudes in the heat of battle, sometimes things happen. And sometimes you lose your cool. But all I'm saying is you don't have to call them dumb and stupid and idiots and all that because you ain't going to say it to them in their face.
I think that's where me and you differ. And I'm leaving it at that. So either you think I'm a 5-letter word that starts with a P, or you think that I have no backbone.
I don't have nothing to do with that. I just know that you're not going to say it in their face. You know, you're a good dude. I listen to your show, but you ain't no tough guy.
Look, Slim, I never pretended to be a tough guy. I'm going to say what others don't have the cojones to say. It was dumb. It was idiotic. I'm not calling them dumb. I called him a jackass. Yeah, it was a jackass move. If you can't separate the two, then maybe that's on you. Gary is in Upper Marlboro. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, Linnell. I think the big problem with this team right now is they're not reading the room, okay? You know, what Payne did was idiotic, okay? Really, really what Kinlaw did on 2 different levels was idiotic. okay? And what Ben Sennett did was idiotic. When he scored a touchdown and they're down by 30 points or whatever, he's doing a little dance.
Come on, man.
Okay? I mean, they're not reading the room, but I believe in Dan Quinn, okay? I think Dan Quinn is a good coach. He's proven it when he was with Atlanta. I'm fine with him. My major problem is with Adam Peters. And I just want to say, I agree with you 100% of what you said about the position of this team and the outlook of this team relative to the other teams in the division. I think we're in fourth place on that regard, because I think after next year, they may end up having to extend Jaden, and that's $65 to $70 million.
Well, I'll tell you this, Gary. This will be a teaser for a separate conversation. He don't play 16 games. We're not going to the negotiating table. Point blank.
I think you may be right. You may be right. That may be something. Okay, you think you're worth $65 to $70 million. No.
Off of 1 year?
Maybe $30 to $40 million.
Off of 1 year? Exactly.
You're right.
Appreciate the call as always, Gary. 301-230-0980 is the number. Anthony is out in Temple Hills. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, Linnell, I think you went too far.
You think I went too far? Okay, look, and I can respect that.
Yeah,
just how I respect
because,
what EJ said, I can respect it.
The Saint Brown got his shot off. He hit Payne.
Hold on now. Are we in the streets? Hold on. Are we in the streets? Are we in between the white lines of a football field? That's where I think y'all are missing.
The ref didn't do nothing when Brown hit him, and then when Payne get his shot in, the ref decided.
So my 13-year-old cousin, and when I'm tasked with babysitting my 13-year-old cousin, he's got a little sister. She hit me first, so he hit her. That makes him right for hitting her. If he really wanted to get his shot off, if he really had a problem with it, do it in a scenario that doesn't screw your teammates. That's all I ask. Don't screw your teammates, yeah. Deron Payne. Don't think that you're bigger than the operation, Deron Payne. Don't think that you're bigger than the name on the front of this damn jersey. Don't think that you're bigger than the colors that we wear. I get it. Tempers flare. Emotions, everything, it all happens. I get it. I'm not going to excuse it, though. I'm not going to say you get a pass. Not when your play isn't up the snuff. I can't. Cliff is in Gaithersburg. What's up, Cliff? Cliff? Did we lose Cliff?
Oh, yo. Hey. My bad.
What up, Cliff? You had us muted.
My bad. Deron Payne is the only one who deserves a pass. I mean, he's the only one playing his tail off. He's blocking field goals. He's batting balls down. He's the only player that you could trade to another team that will start for another team.
So why didn't they trade him?
He's arguably our best player.
This is what we do.
On the team.
Deron Payne is miserably average. Deron Payne is an average football player. See, I'm as big of a fan as y'all are. This is where y'all confuse me. I was getting my ass whooped for sneaking and cutting the TV on to watch this product when I was in middle school and high school because I was on punishment. I risked the flesh on my ass. I got permanent marks. And y'all think I'm not a fan. Deron Payne is average.
Who's our top defenders? Who's our top defenders right now?
The best player on the Commanders defense? He may be in the 2026 draft class. That may be the answer. You think Deron Payne is a good football player? He is painfully average. That's why the last name
he's
fits.
He's the only one on the line that could play for someone else, and they trade away everybody who was on the team with him.
How did he respond, Cliff? Cliff, you're my dog. I rock with you. I rock with all of you. Maybe we're just cut from a different cloth, me and some of the listeners. That's okay. Everybody is welcome. We all equal. Certain things I can't tolerate out of a captain. Wore a C on his chest. Yes, he gets to get called an idiot when he performs like one. 301-230-0980 is the number. Jeff in Hagerstown, we see you. AP is out there. Mark in Largo. We'll get to all of you coming up on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.